Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on results of Delhi Assembly election. The participants are Sandeep Hukan and Aditi Tandon, political analysts. Moderator is Anubha Rothki, anchor.
Counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections was held today, and with a two-third majority, the Bharatiya Janata Party is all set to form the next government in the national capital. The party has won 48 seats in the 70-member assembly, while the Aam Aadmi Party, which ruled Delhi for 10 years, has been reduced to 22 seats. To discuss the reasons and impacts of this result, I'm now joined by political analysts Sandeep Hukan and Aditi Tandon. Sandeep, I'll begin with you. The BJP is back in power in Delhi by, in almost 3 decades. If we look at the results, 48 seats in favor of the BJP and 22 in favor of Aam Aadmi Party. It's a one-sided victory for the BJP. What are the factors that worked in favor of the BJP?
I think there were several factors, but one factor that stands out, I mean, there was tremendous level of anti-incumbency. In the run-up to these polls, Anubha, if you recall, the argument that was given was that Mr. Kejriwal has his own constituency of Aam Aadmi, and it doesn't matter to them about other things as long as they get free power or subsidized power and subsidized water bill. So even if the score on the development of infrastructure or other things is a little low, it's all right because they are used to free bus travel for women and a lot of other promises were made, like a monthly income or a stipend of 2100 yes. rupees for women voters, etc., which is why people thought that, this segment is going to vote for Mr. Kejriwal and his party, Aam Aadmi Party, but that clearly did not happen. So there was, for the first factor is, there was tremendous anti-incumbency. Second, do remember that Aam Aadmi Party was the original disruptor in Indian yes. politics. They had come in as a sort of disruptor and had upstaged the Congress Party, the Sheila Dixit government here in Delhi, on the promise of providing a clean, corruption-free government. But in this election, the debate was entirely different. Mr. Kejriwal himself stepped down after refusing to resign as chief minister, despite being, put in prison or despite being jailed in the alleged liquor scam. He actually came out and then he stepped down. He handed over the reins to Miss Atishi and he said that I will take the Janata's vote, whether I'm corrupt or not. So he was actually, making this as a referendum. Quite clearly, people did believe that there was, the fact that he himself lost and the Aam Aadmi Party lost so poorly is a pointer to the fact that a lot of people did believe that Aam Aadmi Party did not live up to the promise it had made in 2013. Anti-corruption was their main plank. So you've not delivered on infrastructure, you have not delivered on, there was a lot of anti-incumbency. And the fact that they themselves changed a lot of their sitting MLAs was a recognition or was conceding the fact that there was anti-incumbency. Aam Aadmi Party itself had changed quite a few of their MLAs. So I think all these factors contributed. And of course, the popularity of Prime Minister Modi, remember
yes.
that BJP did not have a chief ministerial face. Aam Aadmi Party had sought vote in the name of Mr. Kejriwal, yes. though Atishi was the chief minister. BJP did not have any chief ministerial face, yet it won so handsomely. It's a landslide.
Okay. A little while ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was at the BJP national headquarters where he addressed the party workers. And one of the things that he said today in his address was that the results are a testament to people's faith in double engine government of the BJP. Let's listen into what he had to say.
Delhi ki yuva pidi 21st sadi mein paida hui hai sathi ab pehli baar दिल्ली में भाजपा का सुशासन देखेंगे। आज के नतीजे दिखाते हैं कि भाजपा की डबल इंजन सरकार के लिए देश में कितना भरोसा है।
Aditi, we just heard the Prime Minister talking about a double engine government, which he has been saying, you know, whenever he goes to for any rallies, he always says that, you know, if you vote for BJP in that particular state, you'll get a double engine government. Now, when it comes to Delhi, the citizens have been breathing in polluted air. There's been pollution in Yamuna unabated. You know, when we talk about women's safety, when we talk about infra, there was a lot of pause on that. And the Aam Aadmi government would always say, okay, we do not have all the powers. We do not have the power, you know, so many. And they were, every day we would see this tussle between the Prime and Chief Minister and the LG on so many fronts. Now with the BJP in power in Delhi, what kind of a governance model can the Delhiites expect?
Well, I think a lot of development and infrastructure projects that have lagged over the past almost a decade on account of Aam Aadmi Party's constant state of conflict and confrontation with the LG and later with the central government, it's going to end now, because that's exactly what the Prime Minister said. An important statement that PM made today was he used the phrase that the voters of Delhi have short-circuited a government that adopted a policy of shortcuts. Second important thing he said was that the voters of Delhi have removed the final hurdle in the path of national capital's development. So he made two important points, therefore. The first important point he made was he attacked the freebie politics of Aam Aadmi Party when he said a politics of shortcuts. Secondly, he attacked the Aam Aadmi Party for being a confrontationist force. See, why did Aam Aadmi Party lose big this time? They lost big because they were in a constant conflict with the center and the LG. Resultantly, all major projects were, you know, going amiss. Secondly, they were constantly playing a politics of victimhood. Yes. There's an expiry date to both these things. Thirdly, what they did was they came and they were birthed on the concept of Kaam Ki Rajneeti and Kattar Imandari Party. On both these poll slogans, the BJP at least successfully managed to home in a narrative that on both these major planks on which they were born, Aam Aadmi Party, they have now failed on account of the Delhi excise scam and later on account of the major Sheesh Mahal controversy. So what ultimately has happened today is all three top leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party who are out on bail in the Delhi excise scam have lost. Manish Sisodia, Arvind Kejriwal and Satyen Jain. They've all lost. So is corruption finally a poll issue in India? That is for the analysts to analyze. But what you were saying, that yes, Delhi will finally get development, because that's exactly what the voters have basically voted for. Because they were tired of waiting. And see, Aam Aadmi Party kept going to the people, all these leaders saying, hame kaam nahi karne de rahe, hame kaam nahi karne de rahe. So on a psychological level, it appears that all segments of voters finally decided, all right, okay, you're not being allowed to work, so you sit at home, we'll allow and vote for people who will work. It's as simple as that.
Sandeep, you know what Aditi said just now, that people were fed up. And this is something that even Priyanka Gandhi, Congress General Secretary, she also said the same thing, you know, in her reaction, that people were fed up. They wanted a change. Now, there is a narrative going around, if you look at social media feeds, that did the BJP defeat the Aam Aadmi Party or did the Aam Aadmi Party lose to Congress? Because if you look at it, Arvind Kejriwal, we talk about, he started his political career by defeating Sheila Dikshit. Hmm. Today, when you look at the margin of his defeat, it's about 4,069, whereas the third person in that race,
Sandeep Dikshit polled exactly the same number by which Mr. Kejriwal has lost.
So in a way, if you look at the, you know, other places also where the party, you know, Congress seems to have made a dent in the Aam Aadmi Party votes. Hmm. The 2%, you know, share that the Congress has gained basically. Hmm. So would you say that it lost to like I said, there's this narrative going around?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a narrative and I mean, it's a legitimate observation. But look, the Congress's gain is only from 4% to 6.3%. So it's just about 2.1% gain. But the loss for Aam Aadmi Party is over 10% or nearly 10%, if I recall correctly. So where did the other votes go? It's obvious that it went to the BJP. So, yes, Congress has also played a part, but let's not forget that Aam Aadmi Party also did exactly the same thing to the Congress in other states like Gujarat. I recall that in 2022 in Gujarat, where the Aam Aadmi Party had emerged as a strong contender or a challenger to the traditional parties, I think Congress nearly lost. Generally Congress used to win about 60 odd seats, and it was like a bipolar state. With the entry of AAP, it became a tri-cornered, three-cornered contest on most seats, and especially in the Saurashtra area. And, that they did very well, and the dent was so much that Congress lost nearly 40 seats in Gujarat, where the difference of defeat between BJP and Congress was exactly the number of votes polled by the AAP candidate. So it's not really new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is new, of course, is that this happened despite the fact that both AAP and Congress were part of the India bloc and they had contested the Lok Sabha elections jointly in Delhi in 2024. But I think just as the Congress seemed too confident of not having an alliance with AAP in Haryana and, went on their own and lost. Similarly, I think Aam Aadmi Party was also too confident of being the bigger player or the big brother in Delhi and eventually, had to bite the dust. As far as Sandeep Dixit is concerned, yes, I think he would. I haven't spoken to him as a journalist. We normally speak.
That was as a reference because we were looking at the number of votes.
Right. But I'm saying that, I think he would. He did hold Mr. Kejriwal. See, even when Congress was in an alliance for Lok Sabha polls, one person who consistently attacked Aam Aadmi Party was Sandeep Dixit.
Yes.
And Mr. Kejriwal, because he has always believed that Sheila Dixit never quite recovered from the allegations that Mr. Kejriwal had leveled against her and politically, and eventually she just faded away from politics, which is why I think he could have chosen to or he could have wanted to he worked in Northeast Delhi. He's been an MP from East Delhi. He could have chosen any of these constituencies,
yes.
But yet he contested from New Delhi, where Mr. Kejriwal was the contender.
Aditi, with a government in place in Punjab, the Aam Aadmi Party has been trying to increase its footprints pan-India. With this loss in Delhi, what does it mean for the party's and specifically Arvind Kejriwal's national ambitions?
See, for this party, it means that they will have to start over. Simply because when the Aam Aadmi Party came into existence, the BJP was not so much a force as it is today. So right now, the BJP is in a mode where it wants to spread the saffron surge across the country. And they make no bones about it. They are very open about
yes.
it. So what happens next for Aam Aadmi Party is the first dent in their vote is probable in Punjab. Now, the big question is, will the BJP benefit from that apparent dent, which is expected in Punjab in 2027 elections? Not essentially. Maybe the Congress party in Punjab will gain at the expense of AAP because
yes.
Congress is the principal opposition.
Right. And thank you so much, both of you, for joining us on this discussion.
You were listening to a discussion on results of Delhi Assembly elections. The participants were Sandeep Hukan and Aditi Tandon, political analysts. Moderator was Anubha Rothke, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.